First of all, I want to thank you guys for coming out. I want to thank Dan Carpenter and his lovely family for flying in to make this happen. This reiterates our core principle, to sign our own guys. And a guy that had made 33 out of 36 field goals in that stadium is somebody that we were very interested in, and we are very happy to get him signed up for a long-term deal. So without any further ado, Dan Carpenter, and I'll see you guys another time.
Kevin Cobb, he was released, failed physical. Congratulations.
Thanks. No applause? Oh.
Sorry.
You brought your...
Congrats, Dan. After what you went through over a three-week stretch last summer, or maybe four-week stretch last summer, how good does this feel, and why was it important? Why did you feel it was important for you to return to Buffalo?
It feels great to know in March where we're going to be. I can move my family up here. We can get settled in, well before the season has started. And that way, once the season comes around and everything, I can focus on nothing but football and, anything I can do to help this team win.
Just could you sort of sum up why Buffalo, and why decide pretty quickly? Obviously you had a great year. There might have been, I'm sure there would have been some other offers. What tipped the balance in favor of Buffalo?
It's a great organization. My wife and I very much enjoyed everyone that we've met here, worked with here. The fans are great. Even when I was playing against Buffalo in my Miami days, I've always recognized how great the fans have been here, in the support of the Bills. So for us, it was a no-brainer to come back to Buffalo. We were comfortable, loved it here last year, and to be able to go back somewhere, be wanted where you would like to go you're very fortunate in this league for that to happen. So, we're happy to be back here and excited to see where it goes.
How would you sum up last season? Even for you, it was a career high, 33 of 36, and you missed one from outside of or inside of 50. Just what about that performance and knowing that you're going to have the conditions that you have to play in?
It was my best year so far. I set a high standard for myself, and it's one that obviously I want to keep going, and I'm going to do everything I can in the off season and all the way up to the season starter that to work hard and get better and just try to keep it going from last year.
Can you confirm that's a four-year deal?
Excuse me?
Can you confirm it's a four-year deal?
Yeah.
Do you feel like, you've had, at this point in your career, enough experiences, pro and con, that you feel like you're really in, ready to keep playing at a very high level? I mean, what do you think about that? Going forward, rephrase that. Do you feel like you're in your prime and that you can, keep having, really years, maybe 33 out of 36, but years like last year?
Yeah, obviously attempts aren't always that high. I've only reached, I think, 30 attempts, three out of the 6 years that I've played. It's I've been through enough, I think. I'm in no way saying that I know everything about football and what it entails through the ups and downs, but I think I've been through enough from my 6 year career to tell you that I feel good. I played well here last year, and I'm excited to get back at it here.
What was your your thoughts, what may have ran through your head as you boarded that flight this morning, you know, to fly up here?
What do you mean?
Anticipation, excitement, I mean, just, you know, maybe that, you know, your thoughts. I mean, here's your future, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we would have got on the plane if we didn't think there was a future here in Buffalo. So, you know, we're excited to be here. You know, my wife and I really enjoy it here, and you know, we're excited to move on and see where this goes.
What do you think about the kickoffs? You know, distance on kickoffs and touchback rate. I know, you know, obviously there was some strategy involved last year as the year went on with the weather. Obviously, you know, might not, you know, going into the wind, you're not trying to boot it as far. But you know, do you think you can increase that touchback total?
Well, I mean, you know, every organization is different. Every coaching staff is different. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that I have the strongest leg in the league, because I could tell you a few that are, that have stronger legs. But, you know, it all depends. You know, there's so much going on in the game, and every situation and every kickoff is different. You know, score, time of the game, weather, field conditions. So it's hard to stand up here and say that I'm just going to be able to kick one 9 yards deep in the end zone every time, because the situations change throughout the game, you know, throughout the season as well. So it's kind of a difficult answer. Yeah.
Flying back tonight.
Yeah, we are actually, we're going to try to beat the storm and get back on a flight here pretty shortly. So